Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for the Elderly by Emma Danzi. 1 Timothy 5 verse 1 says, "Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers." Over and over in Scripture, we see a common command of God to respect those who are older than us and to not forget them in their old age. There is such a beauty in learning from the generations who have come before us. We all have things that we can take away from each other. Many times we can see disrespect and people begin to ignore those who are older. However, we know from the Bible that there is great benefit in listening to godly wisdom from those with gray hair. 1 Timothy 5 verse 1 tells us not to rebuke those who are aging, but to encourage them. This can mean when we are teaching about the newest technologies, we honor them with the way we share. This can mean when we are getting impatient at someone's slower pace, that we ourselves slow down and be respectful. This can mean when we have relatives who are older, we value them and give them a place of honor. Today, we are going to take some time to pray over the elderly. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the ability to pray on behalf of those who have lived years before us. We are grateful for their knowledge and experiences. God, we pray for those who do not know you and never made a decision to accept you as Savior. Would you help them to know today that it is not too late and they are not too far gone? Give them the courage to trust what you have promised, that anyone who calls on your name will be saved. Help them to notice their aging bodies and take immediate action for their spiritual condition. Reveal your love to them and help them to become your children. We pray over those who feel forgotten today. Whether this is intentional or unintentional from their families and friends, would you give them a sense of being seen by you, even when they feel alone? Would you help those in their lives to remember to reach out and visit? Give them confidence in their identity and purpose in you. Help them to find joy in the everyday, regardless of circumstances. We ask that their awareness of your presence would be so great that they do not feel alone, but know that you are always with them. We ask that their prayer lives would be lively and rich. We pray for them to know you deeply. God, we pray for those who are just trying their best each day to serve you in spite of ailments and frustrations. Would you remind them that they are valuable to your kingdom work today and always? Would you grow their faith and trust in you through this and provide incredible ministry opportunities for them? Help them to feel wanted and useful in the body of Christ. Give them ministry platforms in this season of their lives. Lord, we pray over those who are caring for the elderly. We pray for family members, neighbors, friends, and nurses who spend their time investing in the health and well-being of these people. We pray for them to have grace, understanding, compassion, and kindness. Bless these people who choose to honor you, Lord, in their love of others. Thank you for their calling and passion to love those who are often forgotten. We pray for strength and wisdom and decision-making for the elderly. We ask that you would make living arrangements, health care, and community clear for them. Give them the best quality of life possible. We ask for your peace to transcend their understanding, and as they prepare to meet you in eternity, would you give them an even greater boldness to share your gospel and proclaim the truth of your love to those around them. Bless them with rest, renewal, and strength. Help them to give themselves grace each day and to find joy in you. Thank you for the elderly people who you have placed in our lives. Help us to honor them today and every day. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.